Do you live your life rock boat to rock boat? If so, then welcome aboard the Boatcast, the podcast for rock boaters by rock boaters. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Caleb Holly. Welcome.
Yeah.
Exciting stuff.
Glad to be here.
We can't wait to hear you in concert for the first time. This is one of the special things about a community like Rock by the Sea. You know, these hidden gems that you listen to them once and you're like, how did I never hear of Caleb before?
Well, yeah, no, I'm definitely stoked to be there. I haven't really been playing a lot lately, and I just got off like a 4-day run with do you guys know Andy Frasco?
Yeah.
He's still on.
A four-day run with him is like a month run.
Honestly, it was one of the most fun tours of my life. I mean, it was super short, but getting back into it was just really nice. To be honest, I was like, you know, when you take a long break from something, it's like get the engine running can be tough. So I was like kind of struggling to be like, all right, here we go. You know, I'm like, do I even want to do this? You know, but it was so much fun. And that has me even more stoked for Rock by the Sea, because it's like, even that, to be totally honest, I was like, man, I just haven't played that much music lately. Can I still do it? Can I sing all that stuff? But I'm feeling, energized, and like, you know, I got some, like in a video game when you have those life things, I was down to like one, and now I'm replenished. so totally stoked to be down there and play some music and coming down with the drummer that was with me on this last tour. And it'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, like I want to echo what Mark said. It's so great to like hear artists that we've never heard of, and then when we see the lineup, it's like what everybody does, you know. It's like you start doing your research, whether you're going to a more well-known festival and or a festival that's designed to raise money for pediatric cancer. You just do your research, and then you stumble upon these bands and artists that are just, you know, so amazing. And I stumbled upon one of your songs, Little Miss Sunshine.
Nice.
Absolutely a phenomenal song. So, you know, I just want to give you a shout out.
Yeah, I wrote that for my niece actually a while ago. Man, she's in her first year of college now, so she's 18. I guess I wrote it probably about 10 years ago because, she ended up turning into a pretty cool kid. But when she was 8, she like I remember she walked out of the into like the kitchen we were whatever hanging out and with like a top hat and a cane and just. And I was just like, oof, man, I don't know. She just looked like a total nerd. I was like, this kid, which obviously there's amazing. I was like, this kid might struggle. And it was around that time that movie Little Miss Sunshine was out. So I kind of like, you know, it reminded me of the kid in that movie. And I wrote that one for her.
Well, it's a beautiful song. So that's
Thank you.
So this will be your second time at Rock by the Sea.
Yeah. Totally.
And what was the first time you were there? Like, I guess, what year was that?
Man, I just have no clue. Probably like a good year before COVID or something, if I had to guess. Okay. 2018, 2019. I mean, I can say that because since then, like, I've played very, like, you know, like I was kind of saying earlier, very limited shows. And so, yeah, it was probably, but I played Rock Boat at one point, so I know it was after that. So it was, yeah, 2018, 2019. And it was a great time. I played with a full band then, this time just coming duo. But that's kind of nice, you know. It's like kind of the way I started out, and you know, this guy I'm playing with, this drummer, we've been playing together since we were 16, and then, you know, didn't play together for a good solid decade or so, and you know, just trying to like find a way to like make it, you know, like fun again. To be honest, you know, yeah. And so, that's what's going on.
So you were on the boat first, and then you went to Rock by the Sea?
Yeah. I think that it was like, a year or so. Maybe it might have been a year after that, you know, because.
Yeah. And so was it fascinating to, like, I imagine you heard about Rock by the Sea while you were on the boat, and then it was like, you know, oh, shit, this thing keeps kind of continuing to an effect, like, you know, to some standard, like. And, yeah. You know, so what was it like getting recruited? I'm assuming it was Beth that recruited you.
Yeah, it was. And, yeah, I mean, it was cool because, I mean, I guess it made me feel like, you know, I passed the test on Rock Boat, you know, did good enough. And to get into that. And I mean, I really enjoyed it. I mean, I was playing so much back then that it was just like, you know, it was like, you know, going to another show. But yeah, I mean, I definitely enjoyed it. And I think that's maybe the only time I played in Florida. So I haven't played very much. But yeah, no, I mean, the Rock Boat situation, it does keep on continuing, really, because, I mean, like, even, you know, touring, anytime I've toured afterward, like, you know, the people come out, like, even to shows, so it's like...
We show up.
Yeah, it's rad.
Played with Frasco on the boat, or who did you play with?
Well, when I was playing on the Rock Boat, I was just doing my own thing, you know, Caleb Holly or whatever, and I played, I had a band with me, and but that was kind of where I, like, you know, connected, or kind of, I guess, reconnected with Andy, but because we had met years before, but I honestly didn't remember it. So that was basically when I kind of started hanging with him. And then, you know, we started writing tunes together, and, you know, I've been friends through the year from I kind of started there. And I met the Ripe guys there. Yeah, I met a lot of people on Rock Boat. I mean, it would, you know, it's a really cool community.
Yeah, it's like unless you've been on it, like, even if you're an artist or like a patron, like, you know, like, or fellow Rock Boater, it's just one of those things. Like, once you've done it once, like, you get it. You could talk about it all you want. And I feel, so this is going to be our first year at Rock by the Sea, right?
Nice.
So, you know, we're super honored to be the official podcast for Rock by the Sea, which is super cool. And I'm just like, I'm just trying to, like, remember when it was my first time on the boat. And trying to, like I'm getting excited. I was sending these guys pictures of the place we're staying at with the lazy pool, and I was hearing stories about it. I'm just like, I can't wait. And you know, when you first arrived to Rock by the Sea, like, were your expectations basically it's going to be the same community? And, like, how do you navigate a new festival that you've never been through?
Yeah, I mean, I figured, you know, it was going to be, similar audience. You know, obviously not everyone, but, you know, from there. And, yeah, I mean, it's like, I didn't really navigate it much different than I would navigate, you know, any show. I mean, one thing I liked about it in a situation like either Rock Boat or Rock by the Sea is, like, you have a decent amount of time to, like, hang, you know, whereas, like, usually on tour, it's like you want to, like, see a city and kind of, like, learn it, but really you don't. Like, it's like you show up, you sound check, you stay up late, you sleep in, then you go to the next place, you know. And so it's like, it's nice when there's a festival that's a few days, especially in a place with great weather as well, you know, that you can just kind of chill out and also connect with people that are there as music lovers as well, you know, because it's like. In my day-to-day life, you know, like, I mostly I hang out with musicians, you know, and I just straight up musicians that are just doing it for a living. I don't feel like we often have the passion that like that music lovers or listeners like really have for it, in a way, because it's like, you know, we're doing it every day and hearing it a different way, analyzing the performance. You know, it's like, it's tough to fully enjoy as much. So getting thrown into a community like this, you know, I really like it. What you were saying, one thing you were saying earlier about, you know, when you hadn't heard of certain artists and, like, looking through and checking them out, like, it just reminds me of, like, yeah, I mean, like, I grew up going to music festivals with my family and I would always do that. You know, I didn't know. We just would go to the festival because one in particular that we really dug, and we wouldn't maybe knew a handful of the artists, you know, but it was like always very exciting to look through and back then I wouldn't even hear their music because it wasn't like so easy, you know. It was like, but you could like read their stuff and they could get excited for them, you know.
So is it fair to say that you grew up in a household, obviously, with like immersed in music, obviously going to music festivals?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's like folk music. We were nice. Like, I mean, it's so weird to call it folk music because it's like, you know, folk music is so broad now. But it's like, yeah, I mean, it was like people with acoustic guitars, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, the stuff that I was always more, that I dug the most when I was there was always like the more soulful stuff or like more like along the line of blues and R&B. I don't know if you guys heard of Martin Sexton. Yeah, he was like my hero growing up. He would play all the folk festivals, and yeah, I remember that was the big one. But also Randy Newman, like all these guys that I got to see at folk festivals that I wouldn't have probably been exposed to or known.
Yeah,
Mark's our big music buff. my family wasn't really like big into like outside of like mainstream like what's on the radio. Sure. So it was always like Mark, like here, like saying, like pushing these like songs off on you and being like, dude, you got to listen to this. Oh, you like that? Then you'll probably like this.
Yeah. Eamon's my little cousin. So he and I early on, we recognized we had very similar music tastes. So now he's great. The one pushing them on to me.
Nice.
He broadened my horizon.
Where do you find the music from now, Eamon?
I mean, I don't know. I like to kind of look to see what bands play at different like larger music festivals, mm-hmm. and maybe you know how the text like starts from big to like getting really small.
Yeah.
I like to like then start at the middle, and go through the middle to like the bottom, and just kind of like look them up and see what it's about.
Now,
because there's a reason they get invited to these big music festivals, and sometimes I've heard of some of the bands. Like sometimes it's like, okay, I forgot about that band. Let me listen to that, or it's something new. So
that's a great way to do it. So you just like find someone's festival shirt and kind of read the back of it. And be like, yeah, that's cool.
And it's neat too to talk about Eamon's point about the list and then how it gets smaller. Is to see when you've now fallen in love with a band that's not so well known, and then you see them slowly rise, and then you see them on the Tonight Show, and then you see them rise a little bit more. And it's just, it's really cool. And I think that this Rock Boat, Rock by the Sea community has a significant amount of those artists that we can say that we've seen, you know, go from, what's his name? The guy that was playing the guitar on the floor of the boat, Zach Brown. From that to where he's at now. That's, you know,
yeah.
But like, that's yeah. like a bigger, but I mean,
yeah, I know. Mean, recently the Beaches, they're playing at Ocean's Calling, and they're kind of in the middle of the text there. And they had a new song out with Milky Chance.
Nice. They were great on the boat.
Yeah.
They were great.
So it's really nice to see these bands that like, why aren't people listening to this music? And then suddenly it's like, oh, people are listening to this music. This is awesome. Good for them.
Yeah, no, totally. It's like, yeah, it's definitely, you know, inspiring.
It's hard sure. to, I mean, it's easy to find bands like to listen to, but it's like hard too, because the top 100 songs, I would say, are just literally jammed down your throat on a day-to-day basis, right?
Especially if you're on TikTok.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah, there's I'm not gonna name the band, but there's a certain band that like my wife is just getting so, tell the truth, we have friends with this band and they're and I like the band, but like my wife is just so annoyed every time. There's like I did not go to like this band's Spotify thing, but yet every other song is this band. It's like, and so yeah, it does get shoved down your throat a little bit. Certain stuff, it's like you can't escape it. Even if you like, the thing is,
you
it's like
trick. You got to trick the algos somehow.
I've talked to some people that have like some like people get really serious about the algorithm, like listeners, which I never even thought about. See, it's totally ruined for me because, like my main my number one artist for the year was this guy, Patrick Stump, because he sings all the Spider-Man music. So it's like, you know, like my algorithm is totally screwed because and, you know, but like some people like treat it like they really cherish their algorithm, and they're like, if, you know, if they were going to have like, if they were going to have their kids listen to anything or whatever, they wouldn't have like a, you know, a separate Spotify account or whatever for, which is probably pretty smart, you know, but
yeah, I agree.
But surprisingly, I had a theory for a little bit, actually, though, until this year when my Spotify thing came out and it showed that my number one artists were all like, you know, Spider-Man and stuff. I thought that it like just automatically tracked your age and didn't count, like just assumed like, OK, we're not going to count any of this kid's music because we know that it's not like really what you want to hear. But because the year before, like I was like, it has to be, you know, and like my number one artist must be like this Baby Bus thing that we were listening to a lot, but it didn't even show up in the top five. So I was like, they must know that I'm a parent, but I my theory was ruined this year.
Well, they know. I found out that my in-laws were using my Spotify account when John Denver was in the top five. Speaking of folk music.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
You're a parent, you're an uncle. What does it mean to you to be involved in such a festival, Rock by the Sea, that's geared towards raising money for pediatric cancer and helping those fighting that kind of battle? And did you see yourself, younger Caleb, ever having the privilege of being able to go to a festival such as this?
No, honestly, for the most part, you know, I was just trying to play music all the time, like, you know, so I just didn't know where that would necessarily take me, but yeah, no, it definitely has a bigger effect on me. Anything with kids, it just changes dramatically once I had them, you know, it's like even, and so, yeah, I mean, it makes a big difference. It's a lot closer to home, you know, it's like, you know, I'm blessed to have healthy kids, but I mean, it's like, those are the terrors that you know, of having a kid, you know, a sick kid or you know, or, I mean, I feel it a lot more, since becoming a parent, you know.
There's no worse helpless feeling than when your kid's sick. And then, you know, to think of the extremes that some of these families are going through. Mm-hmm. So with that being said, if you have not yet bought your tickets, listeners, do it for the kids.
Absolutely.
Caleb, have you seen any of the apparel that they're selling for Rock by the Sea?
I have not.
So they have, Mark bought one of the shirts. It says, it almost looks like it's logoed like Philly's. I don't know the font size, but it's got
a groovy logo.
Yeah. It says drinking for the kids. So, you know, it's pretty awesome.
Yeah. It's great. Yeah.
So, you know, you're almost approaching the 1 year anniversary for your song ADD that came out in July of last year. Mm-hmm. And love the song again, you know, stumbling upon new music, new songs. I think it's awesome. I had ADD in high school. They gave me a bunch of meds. It clearly didn't work. So
in case you didn't know, it doesn't go away, Chris.
It doesn't. I just want to also point out too, can you walk us through the artwork for that song? Because I just think it's really cool. There's a lot going on, which is like symbolic of ADD.
So, yeah. So I have an artist that I've used. So like, we're coming up on a year with that. So like the thing is in 2000, whatever year that was, 2023, I was putting out songs every 2 weeks. I was putting out a lot of music and I was staying on top of it. And then my life kind of went towards another path for a little bit. And I lost the momentum. So the ADD was just the last song. I mean, I was supposed to keep going, you know, but so as far as the artwork goes, since I was doing so much at that point, like, and so focused on just like pumping these songs out, someone else was taking care of the art. And I was like, and I was honestly basically just being like, looks great. you know, and I, yeah. and I'm, you know, and I, and because the thing is I, he's done a lot of, stuff for me and I trust the guy and I'm like, you know, one thing I've learned as like being an artist for years is like, you can't get too caught up in, I mean, you can't get caught up in perfectionism. I mean, you can, but you'll never release anything. So it's like, so that's a long way of saying, I'm super glad you love the artwork, but I honestly can't really fully speak to it because I'd have to like go and refresh. But I'm sure I could go back to the email and probably be like, "Oh yeah, that's cool because of this." I always gave some sort of direction, yeah. and then just trusted them to do it.
That's
but,
awesome.
But yeah, thank you. But yeah, it was ADD. I actually had written that song. And kind of produced it a couple of years before. I mean, that happens with a lot of my songs. I'll kind of like,
yeah,
I sit on them and bring them back, you know, but yeah, thanks for finding that one and checking it out.
Heck yeah. It's great. I would encourage everybody to go out and listen to it.
Yeah.
You know, while at Rock by the Sea, there's many events going on. They've got, I think Cornhole is still open. And what's the other one, Mark? The name
is Euchre.
There's Bingo.
Bingo.
And then there's Euchre.
And Euchre. So, you know, if you're listening to this, you can still buy tickets for them, and you can also, if you don't want to play, you can designate an artist to play in your spot. I think for some of them, I don't know if it's for all of them. I'm not too sure.
Yeah,
I don't know, probably. But I dig that. I've heard of Euchre. I actually don't really know what it is, but
we were just talking about it before.
I downloaded 2 free apps, and the computer keeps kicking my ass. So I'm playing Euchre. Someone else is winning.
Nice, but I do like cornhole though. So yeah, I mean that's great. That's awesome, and of course Bingo. How can you go wrong?
Yeah, it's gonna be a great time. You know, you know, like, how do you prepare for like going to a festival? Like, do you, like, you know, obviously you've been there, so you know the layout, right? You know the clientele that's going to be there. You know, they're obviously all lovers of music. And you know, is there a difference between going on the road to you and or going to a festival like this in preparation?
Not really in preparation. I mean, other than the fact, well, I'll say the difference since I'm doing a couple sets, like I feel like when you're going on the road or on tour, you're kind of like, I mean, it depends on the band, but a lot of bands and myself will like kind of put a set together, maybe change a little bit here and there. But you know, when there it's like, you know, when you're festival, you're doing a couple of shows or whatnot. I would say there's a little bit more preparation because you want to, you're not going to just, at least I don't want to just play the same set twice, you know,
right,
it's like,
right.
And so, that's always, one thing with it. And honestly, that's fun for me and fine for me right now, because I had all this new stuff that I was talking about that I put out last year, but I never toured it, you know, like, and I have a good amount of music that I never really had a chance to play live. And that's always like, you know, the most exciting and exhilarating for me, because it's just, you know, playing new stuff. You never know how it's going to go. Keeps you a little bit more on your toes and stuff. So, yeah.
Awesome. So,
yeah. But as far as preparing, yeah, I mean, I guess it takes a little bit more preparation, depending for me, just cause I haven't been doing it as much, but like for people that are playing all the time, they're probably totally good, you know?
Nice. Now, will you be flying or driving down to Florida?
I'm flying down there.
Okay. Yeah. Nice. Mm-hmm. We're doing a road trip.
Nice. Road trip.
So that
Philly.
Should be fun.
Yeah. I've done that before. I actually did a road trip. I drove down to Florida for a tour, starting out a tour. I don't know, probably, let's just say 8 years ago. And actually this show, it was like a music series, was in Destin. And that was our first show. So we had to like go down, and as we were like, you know, we're making the, well, I don't know how long it was. It was a long drive, 16 hours or something. And then as we are like 4 hours away, we're just like sitting at a like right to get back onto the highway again. And the wheel well just like busts. Done. Oh, wow. The axle's gone. Luckily we weren't driving. But so we're like, shoot, man, we got like, I don't know, I think we have like 6 hours until the gig was about to happen. We'd all done this whole drive, like, and we were like, well, what can we do? And so, like, two of them actually stayed back and on the road, and two of us went to, I don't know what we did. We got something, somehow went to a mechanic while the other two hitchhiked and found a rental station, a rental car station. And we were still like, I mean, it's going back a while, so it's like, it's hard to remember all the exact details. But all I remember is like, we were totally screwed. Like, we were going to show up like an hour before the gig was supposed to even start. And, but then as we were driving, I was like, wait a second, like, it says we're getting there like 15 minutes before. And it's because I didn't realize it was in Central Time Zone. So it's like, that was the closest, honestly. Well, I've missed one show in my life because of like, not showing up because of being stuck in a tunnel, but like, and it was actually in Philly, but that was
traffic.
Yeah. But that was the second one we almost missed, but I mean, I can't believe, we pulled it off. But yeah, that's, so I guess, yeah, I guess I also played Destin that time as well.
Nice.
Yeah.
But Caleb, we want to thank you for finding time tonight to chat with us about you, your music, Rock by the Sea. We're excited to see you. I think it's like 15 days out now. So I would encourage everyone, right? I know, time flies.
For the listeners who aren't familiar, can you tell them where to find you out and socials?
Yeah, just anything, my name, C-A-L-E-B-H-A-W-L-E-Y. Any of the socials there. Also Spotify, Apple Music, all those places. And yeah, my most recent album is called Pre-Show Music, and it was like, that was a year ago. And that's probably the best way to kind of hear a good amount of my latest music right in a row. So
love
the best way. Like the artwork on that one, by the way.
Yeah.
What's the artwork on that one?
Thank you.
I appreciate that.
And I was gonna say the best way to see him is to come down in a couple of weeks.
That's right.
Let's
come
go
on down. Let's do it.
Spike there. Watch Eamon win in euchre.
Yeah, right. You, Caleb, you being from New York, you a sports fan at all?
I grew up. I grew up in Minnesota, Wisconsin area, and I was huge, like, Packer fan actually. But I kind of fell off a little bit, like, with sports. I don't know. Like,
I was gonna say because if the 76ers win their play-in game, they play the Knicks first round. So and we'd probably have some overlap while we're down there.
Oh man! Well, right on. I know. I mean, I had no clue, but
that's okay. I always like having a good banter with the opposite fans.
Yeah, we were in Texified during the World Series when Texas was playing the Phillies. So.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Yeah, it was. That we was lost. When the Astros. Yeah, the Astros beat the Phillies.
And you guys, would you say you're like some of the most intense fans, the Philly fans?
I would say we are the most intense fans.
Very passionate.
Yeah, that's great. Passionate, intense, like
intense.
I dig it.
But the Packers fans, the Packers fans are up there.
I mean,
there.
It is cool.
Oh, I mean, I was hardcore. Like, yeah, I mean, I definitely, like, you know, would probably lost friendships from that. You know, being that kind
is
of
that in the Brett Favre days.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It absolutely was. Yeah. And, but yeah. So I mean, I know what it's like to be obsessed. I mean, sometimes I wish I still had that, you know, cause it is a fun,
COVID kind of got me off of it a little bit. Like, I'm just starting to get back like into it more.
Yeah. Hey, one of these days, I mean, I do hope to, you know, it's like right now, at least for football anyway, Sundays are like, you know, mm-hmm. with the, like, two toddlers, like, there's no chance of me watching some football.
You mean, but you don't have any free time?
I mean, I have free time, you know, right now, like, and then, you know, during the day a little bit, but yeah.
Awesome.
Well, we can't wait to meet you in person, man.
Yeah, for sure. Sam, thank you guys for hanging with me and chat with me. I love doing podcasts. I appreciate it.
Heck yeah. And we'll see you at Rock by the Sea.
Absolutely.
Take care. Guys. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Thank you.